No! Well, 10 beers.
My advice to you, start drinking heavy. I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Now, whose ass I gotta kiss to get myself a beer?
And welcome to show 20.
BigFoamyHead.com.
And let's make up a title for this one. How about the California or the West Coast Beer Show? Because we talked about in a show ago about West Coast, one of your brewers in Atlanta.
Right. Well, that was Southeastern.
Right. But they were bringing West Coast influences into the
right.
Southeast.
Right. It was a steam beer or a California-style beer.
So recently, Rick and I both were in California to just completely out of the blue. It just worked out where we were at the same place at the same time, and there was beer. So we each did our respective business and got to meet up and have a beer or two. And I brought some beer back, and I also brought back a guest artist. And this is our first one on the show. He is a guy that I've known for a while and did not realize that he had a musical side to him, and he's got credentials to go with it. So Hugh Ferguson is our musical guest today on the West Coast Beer Show, and we're going to drink some California beer, and we're going to play an interview I did with Hugh and some of his music.
Joe Galea also wrote into the show.
Yes.
He had apparently done a search for his name, I guess. And,
right.
His name came up, and he listened to our show and
yeah.
heard his music on it. Yeah. So.
And we're going to try and get him on the show, but he's a little further away.
He's in Australia.
In Australia. But, I mean, it's mighty nice of him to volunteer to send in a CD, and we're definitely going to take him up on it. I was looking at his website earlier today and listened to it, and the guy is a talent, as is Hugh. So why don't we take a few minutes? We're going to listen to some of the interview, but right now we've started off the show. We've already popped the top on a Hefeweizen from Marin Brewing Company, and what do you think about that?
Well, it says California Brewing. Well, I just love the Hefeweizen, so...
Yeah,
and this is a good one. It's a good representation of it.
This is a is from Marin Brewing Company. They're in Larkspur, California. Now, we were in Orange County. I'm assuming it's in Marin County. I don't really know where Larkspur, California is. But the Hefeweizen, as you would expect, unfiltered American-style wheat ale. These guys, like almost every brewing company in California, they've won awards somewhere for something. This particular beer, I count six different medals for this beer, and it's very good.
Exceptionally good.
Yeah, it's very light. See,
and I noticed on the side of the bottle. Let me see the bottle. It says live ale, keep refrigerated. Well, that goes to the fact that Hefeweizens have a live yeast culture in them.
Yeah. And I neglected to do this, and you pointed it out to me, but I saw this on another bottle, that with a Hefeweizen, whereas some microbrews you want to be careful pouring so you don't get the yeast, on a Hefeweizen it's the other way around. They suggest that you roll it and get the yeast stirred up in there, because it's going to be in there anyway. But this is pretty good. It seems a little lighter, but the head on this thing is enormous, and it's like pudding, vanilla pudding or something.
Yeah, it's a... Dick's glass is foaming over.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But anyway, well, why don't we take a minute and let me intro what this is. I met with Hugh at his home studio, and we talked about all kinds of things. Tried to keep it, of course, focused on beer. And Hugh shared some stories about how he came in to get into music, and he's very well thought of in the Los Angeles music scene. He's an excellent guitar player. He's toured with Graham Nash. He has a lot of credentials to him, and is a very, very good guitarist. And this is kind of different music.
Kind of fusion stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like fusion, jazz, rock is what he described this as. So let's take a listen to the interview.
The background's all there on your webpage. You said you've been playing since you were tiny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is something I didn't know about you. I mean, we talked for a while now, and of course I had no idea, and so here you are, man. You got the setup. I'm looking around. You got 50 guitars hanging around and all of the stuff, and you're finishing the last song for the album that you got out there now, that ADD, the ADD?
Yeah, and this is the title track, ADD, that I'm working on.
Oh, okay. So well, no, since waiting until the last minute to do the title track of the album. Okay, so you came up, it's like, is that musician's thing? It's like, for step one, think up the name of the album, then write music to fit. Is that how it works?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, well, what is that? Does ADD stand for something other than attention deficit?
No, it stands for attention deficit.
Oh, that was disorder. It. Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it's like a little play on words or something.
No. It's,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what would you, is your, what is the music described as? What's the type of music?
It's called fusion jazz.
Okay.
Which is, it's a fusion of jazz and rock.
Yeah. And I got that. And I listened to a couple of the other tracks, and some of them were playing, and you're going to help me pick which ones to play. But they range in styles.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And that's intentional on the segment.
Right.
I mean, it's not like, it sounds like it's not really something that you can pigeonhole. Like, it's not rap when you hear this, you know, same thing, different words, right?
Right.
But you're kind of all over the place in a variety of styles that fit into it.
Right. Plus, it's a trio, and I've always wanted to do a trio. My past album, you know, I had keyboards and stuff in it, and it's kind of a cool thing to just have a trio.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work for me because I have to do everything.
Yeah.
That's why the album is like, some of it is like more like, it's a lot of chords, like, for instance, like a Pat Metheny or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool chordal things going on. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go into like solos where we'll like rock out.
Yeah.
Like a Jeff Beck or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I have so many influences that I just, it just comes out. So yeah.
And everybody kind of gets a solo turn at their bit? Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple drum solos on there, and there's bass solos here and there. And the guy I'm using plays upright bass.
Yeah.
So he's
now, are these the same guys that you did your club deal with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same
guy. So y'all are going and doing this in front of people, too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. How does that work? I mean, because I'm looking at how much production you're putting in. All of this. So does that translate well to live?
Yeah, well, live is always a little different because it's freer.
Yeah.
And once you get on stage and you're playing the tunes, the whole thing about jazz is that it's the spur of the moment. What happens that second? Because it will never, ever be repeated again exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part about recording this music is trying to capture the freeform stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular rock tune where it's like, okay, here's a verse, here's a chorus.
Yeah.
You kind of make things try to sound exactly the same from beginning to end.
And at every performance.
And at every performance, you know. And but that's what I like about this music is because it's so freeform. When we play it live, we play the songs a little differently. And
you say your last gig was at an Irish pub.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Irish pub and jazz. They just don't quite seem to, you know, you think you'd have like a bunch of drinking songs and people dancing around falling off their chairs and stuff. But so this is, I guess, is a more avant-garde Irish pub.
It's a place down in Huntington Beach. And there's a lot of little clubs down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the weekends they have rock bands and, you know, things that, you know, draw a lot of people in to drink the beer.
Yeah.
And make their money.
Right.
And, but luckily for me, the owner is a big fusion jazz rock fan.
Yeah.
Steve Morse, who's with the Dixie Dregs, that's his all-time favorite guitar player, and that's considered fusion jazz, even though they have a little bit of a southern kind of sound to it sometimes.
Yeah.
And so he's a big fan of that. So when I ran into him several years ago, he was really excited, and then he just recently bought this club, and we're going to be playing there. Then he just bought another club up the street called Killarney's, which is another Irish club.
Man.
And he's building the stage, and he's going to want us to play there like at least once a month, possibly once a week.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So maybe next time I come down, you'll be there. And
right.
I can come by.
Yeah.
And you said you had your share of beer.
I had my share of beer.
Monday. So what are they serving at the Irish pub?
Oh, man. They have... They have all kinds of stuff.
But I was drinking the basic stuff.
I was drinking the stuff called Fat Tire.
Yeah, Fat Tire.
I drank a lot of Fat Tire.
Well, good for you. Good for you. That's well, my stock in that club just went up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if they're serving Fat Tire ale, that's great.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and they have really good food and lots of different kinds of beer there.
It's
really
well,
nice.
All right. Well, we'll have to get by there the next time.
Oh yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me, since we're recording this now, and I'm going to go mix it all together now, what song of yours that off the album should I play to kind of expose people to you? What would you say to lead off with?
Probably like 300 Miles.
Okay. All right. So we're going to play 300 Miles. Ferguson.net, and you know we get a lot of music from download.com just because it's there, and that's the one I know about. And so you've got stuff then on other websites. I know you've got a MySpace.
Yeah, I have my site, hughferguson.net or .com. And then I just started doing the MySpace because it's kind of cool to be able to hook up with other musicians and stuff.
Yeah, and that looks like it's going pretty good. I mean, you had a bunch of people that hit on it. And that's myspace.com/Hugh Ferguson.
Right.
Easy enough.
And then I'm also on CD Baby. And what they do is they distribute the stuff for you online.
Ah.
So I ship all the stuff up to Oregon, and then they put it online.
Okay, and so they do the fulfillment then. So if I wanted to buy your CD, I can go to CD Baby and buy it.
Right.
Okay.
But this company here that I just pulled up on the website is called Abstract Logics.
Uh-huh.
They're a very large fusion jazz site.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you can see right on the front cover there, Alex Mahacek.
Uh-huh.
That's my buddy. He's actually on one of the tunes on my
album. Yeah, I saw that. The bass? He's a guitarist. That's right. You showed me that.
From Austria.
Okay.
And actually, he has a song, and I have a song on an album that's coming out this month.
Uh-huh.
It's called One Truth.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a compilation CD with a lot of guitar players on it.
Yeah.
There's a guitar player named Sean Lane who passed away last year.
I know.
Yeah. And so they got all these guitar players to each write a tune. So I have a tune on there called The Tunnel, which I did with my brother, who also was a musician up in San Francisco. He played bass.
Yeah.
And my son, Aaron, did all the drums, the drum sequencing and programming.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that I'm producing that's from Sri Lanka who came in and sang, because it's a very kind of Middle Eastern kind of tune.
Yeah.
And he did that kind of like that crazy, like weird singing.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Is that how you describe it? That crazy, weird kind of singing? Okay.
Yeah.
Like calling the camels in or something and
they call it their classical singing.
And
over in India, they use a different scale pattern than we do. There's more notes.
Oh.
It's like, well, we have 12 notes per octave. They can have up to like 31.
Oh, man.
So it already sounds kind of weird because sometimes to our ear, it sounds like they're singing out of key, but actually they're using it as a scale pattern that has a lot more notes in it.
Okay.
So back to Abstract Logics, I've already done an interview with them, and as soon as the album's done, they're going to release it and push it pretty big on their site.
Okay.
And I'll probably be doing some gigs with Alex, too.
Great.
And we're going to set up some shows together. He's a real good friend of mine. He comes over here all the time. We drink beer.
There you go.
He brings his Austrian beer over here.
All right. Because everything is centered around beer.
Yes.
At least on our show it is. All right. Well, so I know you've got a lot of things in the works, and you're winding up your CD now.
Yep.
You've got one other or two others on your website.
I have one other that's on
the
website.
One other on your website. And so
and then the other one that's a compilation album that I'm on there.
Right. Okay. So you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play another one of your cuts. And so this is the second one. What would you suggest that we play?
I guess if you wanted to hear something that was a little bit more rock.
Yeah.
You could play Spiders.
Yeah.
Which was actually on my old CD too, but it had keyboards, and now I have just a trio version of it.
Okay. All right. And so Spiders is more a rock number, and does this have anything to do with like some kind of childhood repression fear of spiders? You're just trying to, you know, therapeutically put it out there? And
no, actually it was, it's a very strange melody line on the guitar.
Yeah.
And if you look at my hand when I play it, it looks like a spider.
Okay, so that's where it came from. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you can get somebody to take a picture of your hand doing that when you put it up. Okay, so we're going to listen to Spiders.
I know they were from somewhere else, but they happened to move to my little town, Hingham, Massachusetts, which is right on the coast between Boston and Plymouth. And I was just a young kid. I was working in a 7-Eleven, but it was called Curtis Compact. So I was in there behind the cash register, ringing stuff up. And those guys would come in, and because I was in a band, they were in a band, you know, I'd like kind of forget to ring up half their stuff.
Yeah.
They loved me.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, they were playing in Boston, at a place called The Paradise. So we went to go see them.
Yeah.
Well, we got there, and we're standing in line, and we see the opening act is a band named Kansas.
Yeah.
So we started laughing and going, ADM, you know, we're like joking around. And we started saying, oh, watch these guys come out. They'll probably be in, you know, flannel shirts and you know, the overalls. Yeah. Sure enough, we get down there. These guys come out. They're in overalls and in a flannel shirt. You know, the guy's got a violin and a couple guitar players and keyboards and stuff.
Yeah.
They started playing, and, like, all of our jaws just fell to the ground.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've heard their first album, but it was totally, like, jazz fusion.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it was unbelievable.
Wow.
And after they got off stage, we were just mesmerized.
Yeah.
And then James Montgomery came on. We saw about two songs, and we left because we had to run to the record store to buy the Kansas album.
Yeah.
And a week later, we were doing a couple of their songs in our band.
All right.
And then, like, a year after that, they came out with, I don't know, what was their first big hit? Like, Carry On, Your Wayward Son or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they were just megastars.
Yeah.
But I saw them when they were a warm-up act for a local Boston band.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they all got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's pretty funny.
No, that's funny. Well, you said you had some blues type of music, but nothing on your album, right?
Nothing on my album because it's not done. Eventually, I'll put real drums on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My brother plays really good blues guitar.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot of slide.
Yeah.
When I was with Graham Nash, I played slide guitar and some stuff.
Yeah.
But I would have to practice for a while to get good at it again because I don't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
But we threw a couple of blues tunes together with some vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a keyboard player from back east who also played on it.
But now, most of your songs, there are no vocals.
On this stuff.
Right.
I have a whole other CD that I'm working on that's all vocals, that it's like a cross between like Sting and Don Henley.
Well, I was going to ask you, is this you doing vocals or you got somebody? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I also sing. The reason why I can't like do the big, like the rock thing is because my voice is too mellow.
Yeah.
Like I can sing like Greg Allman. All people constantly say I sound like Michael McDonald, and I can copy Michael McDonald to the T.
Ah, okay.
Which is funny, and I've done it when I was with Graham Nash, just joking around.
Yeah.
So, to really sound like him, you have to put your baby fingers in your mouth and like kind of hold your lips open.
So it's not a pretty thing to watch.
It's not a pretty. But when I'm in the studio, I'll do Michael McDonald's background vocals because no one will see me. You don't know me, I'm your
brother. I so wish I had a camera. Oh man, this is the inside secrets.
Yeah. I would really get stuck in the studio.
Well, if you get a chance, send some of that down and we'll stick it on. If not this show, the next show. And, that's great. I need to get somebody to take a picture of you doing that.
Oh, yeah. But if I could sing like Sammy Hagar and like get up there and like with the real rock and grunge and all that stuff, it would be really easy for me to like do that. But I can't. I'm too mellow of a singer.
Yeah. Well, do you ever, I of course didn't know. I just assumed listening to what you had online, it was all instrumentals, and I know you didn't you mention something about that? Do you have other people come in? You talking about the Indian guy,
yeah,
doing vocals. Whether you anybody else sing on your stuff or
on some of the stuff I'm doing with my brother, his wife sings really well,
yeah,
so she's done like some background vocals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And actually, the stuff I'm doing here, eventually, I'll I put an ad and I had a couple girls come over, they were really bad. But I'll find someone eventually to do the background vocals.
Yeah.
So okay. I just need to find a couple, good background vocalists to do that stuff.
Okay.
And I'm using a keyboard player in Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, not in Dallas, San Antonio. He's actually a friend of mine from Boston, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good keyboard player. So he's been playing keyboards on my vocal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's down the road. Yeah. So right now I'm focusing on the Fusion, getting it done, getting it out, getting it marketed, because the other stuff takes longer.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
Well, we had a beer yesterday at the Newport Beach Brewing Company, which I'm partial to that place.
It was great.
And you had a Hefeweizen, which was always a good choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anywhere around here, this is Lake Forest? Is this
Lake Forest.
Where would one go to find a good beer?
Actually, I can't even remember the name of the place, but the next street over is called El Toro.
Yeah.
And just, if you go down this direction and just cross underneath the 5 freeway, there's like big, it's like all beer, big, like a brewery. It's
really
nice. Yeah, and I can't for the life of me think of the name of it, but I've gone there and had a couple times.
So it's like a brew pub right down the street, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I may have to go hunt that down and find out. You know, one of the other reasons I like coming out here is because there are so many breweries, brew pubs, micro brews. It's everywhere. I mean, you throw a rock and hit one. And you go to the store and there's all the selection. Like you're talking about, you know, you're in a bar and drinking Fat Tire. You can't get that in Memphis. We're kind of in the wasteland.
Oh, no.
You know, everybody in California's got it good.
Well, right there in Huntington, right by Gallagher's and then Killarney's, there's also the Huntington Beach Brewery, which is excellent.
Yeah,
my sons took me there for Father's Day and got me hammered.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah. And what a nice Father's Day, though.
Yeah, they had to, like, hold my hand and, you know, walk me along the street. Then we went and played pool.
Yeah.
Another bar that had their own, you know.
After they got you hammered, they took you to play pool.
Yeah, we went to pool and drank some more.
All right.
But they all drive and...
There you go.
So I didn't have to.
There you go. Well, that's a good Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I got a tie. Yeah, I think you made it a little better than me. But,
well, wait till I get a little older.
Yeah.
And they can, they'll be out there.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I want. My girls to drag my drunk ass down the street one day. That'll be a pretty sight.
Oh, yeah. But well, along the coast here, there's a lot of breweries and stuff, even in Laguna, Laguna Beach.
Well, that's what I have noticed that, and there's a place I think called Pizza Port. I think that's further south towards San Diego.
Oh,
but it's like even the pizza places are making beer. Was where I was going with that.
Oh,
and it's good beer.
Yeah,
and it's like the awards are everywhere around here.
Oh yeah.
So I guess we'll be drinking some West Coast beers with this show because I'm bringing some back.
Yeah,
which I have. I've toted, a couple thousand miles, toted some Newport Beach beer home. It's worth the trip.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But well, let's play one more. What would you suggest to round this out? We're still playing off of your ADD, and I've got, of course, there's the MP30s that are on your website, so we can pull something off of there, off of your earlier CD if you want.
Yeah, like another kind of cool song is Time to Change.
Time
it's kind of cool because it's got some odd time stuff going on in the center, but it still grooves.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
All right. Well, let's do that. And that's on the link on your website?
Yeah, it's on the CD.
It's on CD too? Okay.
Rip it off of there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll put that on, and then if people want to buy your CD for the millions of people who are listening to you right now, or tens, one or the other, they can go to HughFerguson.net.
Yeah.
Is it also .com?
Also .com. Okay. I just recently got .com.
Okay, good. So you scammed that off of whoever the other
Actually,
Hugh Ferguson
used to be. Actually,
a friend of mine
was searching for me on HughFerguson.com, and there wasn't one, and it came up saying it's available, so he bought it for me.
Oh, nice.
And he just made an automatic link, so it goes to .net.
Well, there you go.
So you get both.
So HughFerguson.net or .com, or you can go to CD Baby.
Yep.
And the new CD will be available very soon.
Right, beginning of next year.
Okay. You've got tracks from it already on your website. The live ones, I think you said it was there were some rehearsal tracks that you've got
there
now.
Yeah, I have some rehearsal tracks on there, but I also have... snippets of songs that are going to actually be on the CD, but they're not the full version.
All right, so it's a good place to go to your site and learn a little bit more about that and buy many, many copies from you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
I can buy more beer.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to listen now to Time
to Change.
Time to Change.
that was Time for a Change. That was the last of Hugh's songs that we heard. And I want to thank Hugh for having me over and for sharing his music with us. And I hope you enjoyed it. It was something a little different. It kind of grows on you. You know, it's not really something I listen to. I played it in the car while I was driving around California. And I thought, man, this is, you know, this is kind of good beer drinking music because you don't have to think a whole lot. It sets a mood rather than you know, listening to the lyrics and things. But one of the things he was telling me about this type of music is you really need to see this live. That he said jazz, any type of jazz, classical, you know, jazz or jazz fusion or what have you, you don't, it's not like a recording, right? Where if you buy a record and you go to a live concert, you want them to sound exactly the same. Whereas with the jazz, you want it to be unique every time, that people add their own twist and interpretations to it. And so on Hugh's website, hughferguson.net, he has a little MPEG of a live performance. And I watched it, and I kind of got the idea then, because it was one of the songs that we just played, and it escapes me which one, but I watched the live version of it. And you can just tell, like, the audience is getting into it, and the musicians are getting into it, and it's pretty good. So I'm looking forward to learning a little more about that and watching a little more about that. We're still drinking on our Hefeweizen. It's these Marin Brewing Companies are pretty big bottles.
Yeah, those are the 22 ounces, right?
Yeah, and we've got an IPA, and I had a porter that I was bringing back, but I had an airport mishap. That and that was one of the things on the previous show we were talking about shipping beer, and one of the things is, and I guess we should digress for a minute on bringing beer back.
It's difficult to do.
It is. Okay, and I thought I had it figured out, right? I've got a backpack, and I carry my backpack with me, and if I'm doing carry-on, I take whatever's in my backpack, stick it in my bag that I'm going to check, and now I've got a backpack free. And you can tote about six 22-ounce bottles. It starts getting a little hefty. After
yeah,
a while.
Two six-packs or six of the bigger ones. It's a little
gets
heavy.
A little heavy. So it's, you
and
know.
You're clinking around. Clink,
yeah.
Clink, clink,
well,
clink,
so what I did was I got one of the area newspapers and rolled my beer up, patted it pretty good, put it all in there. Okay, So I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing real good. I made a mistake of leaving my laptop in there. So I get to the airport, I check it all through, and every so often, you know, the airport people get a good giggle out of that I'm bringing bottles of beer home. But there's nothing illegal about it. You know, we talked about mailing it to yourself. That is considered by some states to be illegal because it interferes with interstate commerce. But carrying it, there's nothing illegal about it. I know some people bring wine back from California all the time, so I guess you could do the same thing with beer, just physically carry it on. But however you choose to do it, you got to make sure you pad the beer real well. And a lesson learned from me is that if you're bringing it home in a backpack,
beer and laptop computers don't match.
No, they don't. You got to watch out because I stomped on the brakes. Made it through the airport, made it through the flight fine. I'm coming out, and somebody stepped on their brakes. I step on mine. My backpack shoots off the seat and lands on the floor. And sure enough, one of the bottles of beer broke. And I got porter leaking all over my car, my seat, and into my computer. So I'm like swerving over the road, trying to get my computer out.
Okay, a moment of silence for the porter. Amen.
Yeah. The porter that was lost.
That didn't get to taste.
I know, and it smelled great. Thinking, oh, man, this is horrible.
So you'll be typing away at work, and they'll be, what is that smell of beer emanating from your computer?
And I dodged a bullet on that one. It got the outside a little wet, but nothing got into it. I fired it up and used it since. And so I did dodge a bullet. But this is what I know. If next time I go, I'm taking some gallon baggies with me.
Oh, good idea.
And then I'm going to wrap my beer in the paper and then put my little baggie over it. And then that way, that will prevent mishaps. Or a roll of, plastic wrap or something.
And it's sad that we have to import beer into the Memphis area, there's such a poor selection that we know of.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody knows that we're missing a boat somewhere and we just have to drive down to Germantown somewhere.
Yeah, fill us in.
Please let us know, because we don't know that place.
But I guess, you know, the same thing would be true, though. Even if you're in, you know, Beer Central, California, Wisconsin, or somewhere, if you travel elsewhere, there's beers everywhere. And, you know, no one could try them all. And so if you come across something, this kind of goes back to the beer gift. Even if you don't want to bring it for yourself, it's a cheap, very thoughtful gift. Grab some beers from somewhere, wrap them up, bring them back with you. You know, it doesn't hurt if you know somebody. I mean, like we have Kenny's dad bringing us beers. If you know friends who travel, say, hey, bring me one or two beers. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you end up like us with a stockpile of beers from all over the place that now we've, you know, we have difficulty figuring out which beer.
Yeah, we try to put a theme around the show, you know. And you notice that we're kind of wandering away from barbecue, but it is dead winter for
it is, yeah. Barbecue is just almost out of the picture. So, although we did enjoy, and we didn't do our review on this.
Well, I was hoping to do that with the next show.
Okay, we'll save it for next show. So, all right, tune in for the next show with more continuing adventures in beer. And
beer and barbecue.
Beer and barbecue, and who knows what else.
Music.
Music. And
other things that interest us, whatever
that's right.
They interest
whatever
us.
Strikes our fancy, because we talk that, around the beer.
That is the one theme of the show, that's is right. It's whatever we're interested in.
That's right. And feel free to visit the website, post your comments, suggestions, donations, whatever. Just please let us know what you want to hear, and we'll get it on the air.
And I hope you like Hugh Ferguson's
that's right.
Music stylings.
That's right. So we will see you next time.
Drive safe. We'll be right back.